Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I'm an experienced contractor of 30 years, and I am here to share my experience, share with you what I've learned. Check out my website at theroofershow.com and download this free download I've got, because we're going to talk a little about that today, and it's called the One-Page Business Plan. But what's important about this, and share a little of my experience, what my goal was in this business was to build a business that basically it's to work myself out of a job and to build a business that didn't rely on me, that I had the right people in place, we had the right systems and processes where I could step away from the day-to-day, really the grind, the headaches, playing the fireman, wearing all the hats like so many contractors do. And the only way you're going to ever be able to do that is by putting together a business plan, identifying that destination. Where are you trying to go? We start at the end with the end in mind, and we can come back reverse engineer a roadmap to get us there. And without identifying that destination, we're just wandering. As they say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And that is just so true. So check out this business plan. It's one page. Take you a few hours to just kind of get your thoughts together. It'll help you get started on the process of planning. And that's what's important, is the process. To really go through this and work this out in your mind, it builds clarity. And that end, that destination, it can be different for everybody. But everyone should start their business day one as if you're going to sell your business down the road, because this is how you build a business. And there's two reasons why you're in business. One is to provide a great lifestyle for you and your family. And number two, and just as important, is build a saleable asset that you can sell later on. You can exit, and it's going to provide you a great lifestyle for you and your family when you retire. It's going to allow you to get out of that day-to-day, and that takes years to do, and it takes clarity, because every step you take in this business should be heading to that road, because building the systems, building the processes, getting the right people in the right positions, or getting the right people on the right seats in the bus. Same idea. You've got to start with that. And, you know, most contractors, they get to that end, whatever that destination is, and they're not really clear on what it is. They're just wandering along, grinding out the day-to-day without any idea of where they're going. And they get to that end, and they realize there's no value in this business. Because if you're not able to step away from the business and remove yourself to work yourself out of a job, I'm sorry, that business is not worth squat, because there's no value to an outside buyer, or you haven't prepared to bring your kids in there. You haven't brought anybody up, have identified maybe a superintendent or some of your sales guys that you can mentor and get them in a position where they understand how to run this business on their own. You can step back. So what happens? They get to the end, there's no value, and they end up closing the doors and walking away with nothing to show for all those hard years. And that's the vast majority of the contractors, unfortunately. And I talked to a lot of contractors, maybe in their 50s or even their 60s. I go, hey, what's your plan? What are you going to do? How are you building value? And they always think that their business is worth a ton of money. I mean, a ton of money. And I go, well, where's the value? Well, I've got all these customers. I've got a great customer list. Customer list doesn't mean anything because you can have a competitor that goes in next door and undercuts you, or even more likely is you've built that customer list over years because of you. They buy because of you. And if you're not there, they're gone. Or you have a great sales force. You have all these great guys there. Well, maybe you've built that up. You're responsible for doing that. And they love working with you. You sell it to an outside buyer, which you're not going to be able to do. But let's say you did. And here comes this new guy in as an investor. He's looking at making the best return on his investment. And what tends to happen is that he doesn't understand the relationships and everybody splits, everybody leaves. And most people know this. They understand, you know, sophisticated buyers. So unless you have something really in place where you are really on the sidelines, you have been for 5 years, you've got great organized financial statements and you're hella profitable. And, you know, and it's set up as a real business. And this is where we need to go. And the only way you're going to do that is by planning. Anyway, that went a little long. And sorry, because there's a few things I want to talk about before I get into this great interview today. And real quick, I want to tell you about my coaching program, my one-on-one coaching. And that's why I call myself the Roofer Coach. Kind of take off from the Roofer Show. So I've got theroofercoach.com. You can check that out, see what that's about. But as I've talked about before, I sold my business, retired, doing a number of other things. But what I really missed was the connection with this industry and the people that I had worked with. And I just really felt that I had a lot of experience. I love teaching. I love mentoring. And I wanted to just share some of that. And so I started this podcast, The Roofer Show, probably 3 years ago. And this goes back to when, you know, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. Podcasts were starting to really take off. There were no podcasts in the roofing space. I mean, you had general contractors, remodelers, landscapers, but nothing to do with roofing. Now we've got, I don't know, 24 shows, and there's some great information out there, and that's good for everybody. But I wanted to get out and share some, you know, I love telling stories, some of the stories that I had, because it's pretty freaking funny. I think looking back on it wasn't so funny at the time, but I learned a lot, a lot of it hard knocks. But also by, you know, I always had a business coach, always had a consultant that worked with me. And that's what really changed my business, was getting that help, getting that clarity, somebody to hold me accountable to keep making progress. Because I'm someone who gets a little, you know, I think a lot of us are ADD. We kind of wander, you know, we've got all these great ideas in our head, but it's hard to get those aligned so you're going in that right direction towards that end. And this is the program that we did. And this was, God, after, you know, 5 years of struggling in my business, really not making any money and just having the headaches, and I could see where this was going. I was going to end up in the same position my father was, where I couldn't take time off work. I couldn't spend time with my kids, you know, at the soccer, baseball games and so forth. I couldn't, didn't have a chance to develop hobbies that I could use lifetime, you know, down the road, where, you know, when you do finally retire, what the hell are you going to do? You better have something going on, because otherwise it's pretty freaking boring. And time flies, man. You may have heard that before, but I can tell you it's true. It really goes by quickly. And you may have experienced this in your business where you're just kind of treading water. You're not making the progress that you want. So I was doing this podcast, then I started getting all these requests for people to, you know, hey, can you give me some mentoring? Can you give me some advice? I'd get people that would call in. And what I did is I developed this one-on-one business coaching program. And what it is, it's just, you know, it's really simple. There's no contract. There's nothing. I mean, it's basically, I get on Skype with my clients or Zoom, and we have an agenda. And this is generally, you know, for an hour. Some of my clients are 2 hours because we want to get more out of it. And generally it's, you know, it's just twice a month. Sometimes we'll be working on a project and maybe we'll meet once a week, you know, for a month or two, but generally it's pretty simple. I mean, there's not that much to it, but we can really make some progress even in just two calls a month. You don't like it? We just stop. Hey, give your money back. You know, if you think it sucks, but that's what it's all about. I haven't had anybody ask for that yet because, we do really get value out of this, but what I'm doing, I'm setting a couple hours aside a week for, if you've got a question, you want to talk about your business, you know, for 45 minutes or an hour, I'm setting some time aside each week. You can go to my calendar on my website and click the big button, set a time, and we'll talk about it. If you got a problem, boom, no obligation, no anything. There's no charge, but I can probably help you. And I'd love to hear from you. So get in touch with me or, a lot of my, my guys text. Okay. Love texting. You can text me at 510-612-1450. And just say, hey, what's going on? You know, like the show, don't like the show. I'd like to hear some topics about this or that. Hey, I want some feedback, man. I'd love to hear from you. So set something up and be happy to help you. And if coaching's something that you're interested in, let's talk about that too. As I say, you know, got some time, we'll talk about it. And here's a couple of testimonials I got last week. I reached out to Dave asking about insurance restoration. My business is 95 insurance related. Dave emailed me back within the hour with three resources that are on spot. I have a huge respect for someone that helps others and doesn't ask for anything in return. Gotta love it. And thank you, Dave. Here's another contractor I work with in South Carolina. This guy's killing it, man. I really enjoy working with these guys. But I first heard Dave Sullivan on the Roofer Show podcast. This is the most robust, informative, comprehensive roofing podcast I have listened to. Hey, Mom, is that you? His coaching sessions have been an absolute critical part to improving my roofing business within the last 6 months. He helped to save me tons of money by pointing out some inefficiencies in my business, made me a better leader, and dialed me into the true numbers in my business. Dave, as a business coach, is just what I needed to keep moving in the right direction. Give this man a call, and you will not be disappointed. That is great. I love doing this. Now, after getting into these things, actually, I think I'm going to change up today's program. Last minute audible. And because I had a great interview lined up with Philip Siegel, who is our labor attorney. He's been on a number of times. And I wanted to reach out to Philip because I want to get an update on the issues that we've been covering over the past few years, because there's been a lot of changes. And this may sound, well, it's not boring, but I'll tell you, this stuff is really important as a business owner, and you're going to want to check out this. I'll move it to next week. We'll do the interview because it's a little long because we cover a lot of ground, but we get into the legal aspects of COVID and vaccines and what you can, can't do. It's obviously a really hot topic right now. Also, We got a change in administration, so things are changing a bit. And one of them is the use of independent contractors and how you use subcontractors. So many of the listeners and the contractors that I work with in my coaching program use a lot of subcontractors. And we never did. We always had in-house employees. There's pros and cons. We always get into that. But the use of independent contractors is where the real danger is, potentially. And you really got to know how to treat this, because I know a lot of contractors have their salespeople, maybe superintendents. A lot of people set up as independent contractors, don't have to pay the some of the taxes and so forth. So you got to be really careful. I just want you to understand what the risks are, and you can make the choice. So now with a change of administration, laws change. Here we go again, right? So you got to be aware of this. A couple other things we're going to talk about. Employee poaching, what you can do to keep your guys from getting poached by your competitors. And this is something that always pissed me off, because, you know, you got to realize your competitors are pimping your jobs all the time, and they're out there talking to your guys. They're offering them more money, all of this. And if you're in a situation where maybe your guys aren't totally happy with you, or there's, you know, they got something that's ticked off, an issue. And actually, this is something I'm going to talk about today, because I want to talk about some of the coaching clients that I have, because these are real world situations that I know a lot of us are dealing with. So I'm going to touch on that instead of getting into this with Philip. But we have another of the other topics. And so I'm going to push this off into next week. And this is something that you are definitely going to want to listen to, because it's going to give you an update, basically everything you need to know about legal updates right now. So it's a great interview. It'll be a great show. So check that out next week. But I want to talk about a few things here, because these are experiences, real world experiences that contractors have. So what I like to try to do is take, you know, maybe one call that I, contractor issue that I dealt with the previous week, and how we looked at it, what we talked about, the problem that they're having, and maybe some solutions that I think will really help you out. Because the way I try to set this show up is I look at what's going to benefit the listeners, the contractors. This is who it's directed to. This is the information that I wish I had when I was growing my roofing business. So that's how I always look at these, whether they're interviews or whether they're things that I bring up. And that's what I want to get into. But before we do, as always, I want to thank our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. And you guys should really check these guys out. They will answer the phone remotely, professionally, a friendly voice. And what this does, it just sets up the sale. It really tees it up, because you're leaving a great first impression. And that first impression is everything. And if that first impression is with, you know, the phone just ringing, going to your voicemail, they want to talk to a live person. And if you don't have a live person answering that phone, they're not going to leave a message. They're not going to come out with that great first impression of your business. It's going to sound like Chuck in a truck. Okay. So to sound professional, this pays for itself many times over, because you're going to sell more. You're going to have better relationships. You're going to have better a show of service. So check out Ruby at callruby.com/roofershow. See what they're all about. Number of contractors that use them. They love them, and they can really help your business out. And next, what day is it? It is Follow-Up Friday. What's Follow-Up Friday? Well, it's a reminder to follow up, because we get caught up in the day-to-day and we don't follow up, whether it's with our customers, whether it's asking for our reviews, whether it's following up with the open quotes that we've got out there. So each Friday, I want to just act as a reminder that you can do this, and you can do it really easily. For instance, today, what I'd like you to follow up is with old customers. Get your customer list out there, the jobs that you've done, repairs that you've done especially. And let's say you're going to flag these guys. Hopefully you've got a good CRM and you can say, okay, who did I do a job for 6 months ago, let's say. All right. Well, 6 months go by and they tend to forget your name. They're not thinking that you're top of mind. So what about referrals? Okay, referrals, we know it's our number one source of business. I mean, it's an easy layup. Our favorite types. What are you doing to get more referrals? Because if you're not actively out there asking for them, if you don't have a process, a system to constantly ask for referrals, you're missing the boat. So here's a simple way. Take 10 customers that you did work for 6 months ago, let's say. We're going to just call them up and say, hey, just wanted to follow up with you. We did your job 6 months ago, and I flagged it because this is the kind of service we have. I just want to, one, remind you that I really appreciate the business. I want to thank you. Two, is there any problem? Is everything good? Anything we can do? Because they may have additional work, okay? Oh, yeah, by the way, I moved homes, and I was going to give you a call, but I couldn't remember what your damn name was, okay? Happens all the time. They forget about you. And then number three is, hey, you know our business is built on our reputation. It's built on our referral business. Is there anybody that you could think of that would be maybe at work or maybe friends of family that could use our services? Because we want to be out there spreading the word, okay? Maybe they don't have anybody now, but what you've done is you've brought your name up once again, so they're thinking about this. I'll tell you, so often that, you know, and I've had this experience myself, somebody will ask me for, hey, do you know anybody that does this, whether it's tree trimming or whatever? I'm like, oh, yeah, I loved our guys, but I can't remember their damn name. Whoops. Well, if you remind them that and thank them, you're going to get additional business. And just take a list every Friday. 10 names, call 10 people up. Even if you can't get them, just leave a message and say that, okay? You're following up and supplement these calls with some type of newsletter that goes out regularly. At 1 year, hey, send them a birthday card. It's a 1 year birthday of your roof. Do these little things. It's cheap, it's easy, and nobody does it. You're going to get business, and this has to be a regular process. So that's our tip for today. Get out there and do it. And, you know, most contractors won't. Well, that's because there's such a low bar in this business. It's hard to get contractors to be consistent. Do the little things. Do them well, because those are the ones that are going to pay off. So follow up Friday. Get out there. Take 10 guys. Give them a call. Times 50 weeks. That's 500 old customers that you've talked to. You're going to get business out of it. Have your sales guys or have your office staff give them a list of 10 on Fridays, or do it Monday. Just follow up. Monday doesn't sound as good. But get out there and do it and build a system that process where it's just becomes habit. And stop whining about not having any quality leads. All right, well, let's see if we can get through a couple of these coaching calls that I had this week and try to make them cut to the chase. But this is the same problems that we all struggle with that we're talking about. And it's the same old issues. And if we can keep the pedal to the metal here and keep moving forward and be held accountable. Well, this is a contractor in Florida, husband and wife. Love these guys, man. They're killing it out there, doing a great business, and really enjoy working with them, like all my clients, man. I mean, these guys are great. And I'll tell you what makes them great is they are coachable. There's a lot of contractors that, you know, they're not going to get any benefit out of coaching because Their ego is so big, they can't leave their ego at the door when they come in to do the work. And it's just, you know, hey, I don't need any help. I know what I'm doing. I've done this for whatever. Well, are you making money? Are you where you want to be? No, but I know what to do. Great. Okay. No problem. Coaching is not right for those kind of contractors. But the ones that are really serious about really doing the work, I call it, because what we do is we set goals. We have action plans. We have action steps that they have to take. So I'm going to meet with you in 2 weeks. Here are the three things that we want to have done, have ready, that we really need to go over. And this is how we're going to proceed and we're going to move forward. And that's what I love about the guys that I'm working with. They got to do that. Otherwise, coaching, I'm not going to be able to help you. So anyway, that's what's great about these guys. And generally, we meet online twice a month, like a lot of our, and this is someone who we meet twice a month for 2 hours. And we really get a lot accomplished and really go through some things. So what I try to do, I go back before the call, do a little prep, and kind of see where we started, where we're going, the progress that we're making. So I went back to our original call. He reached out to me and basically said, hey, you know, I'd like to get my business set up so I can move out of the day-to-day operations. Well, most all contractors, that's their goal. So we're going to get towards that. We've been working together for about 6 months. So I just want to look back and I started with that. I said, okay, let's take a look. Let's go back and just take a quick overview and see how the progress that we're making, because here's our goal. This is where we started. Here was the problem that he identified that he needed a solution for. So we set a goal, a destination, and this is, we're going to build a roadmap to get us there. And here's the steps that we're going to need. So this is what we were talking about earlier, which is we need to build a business that doesn't rely on us. And we can only do that by having the right positions with the right people. And then it's our job to manage them, have them grow, build a culture that people feel that this is like a career. This is just not an hourly job where I don't give a rat's ass, you know, about the business. We've got to grow something here, and that really comes down to culture. And it starts with that understanding, okay, because that's what I wanted. That's what he wanted once. And that's what most contractors want, is just not, you know, is to build a team, build A players. So, and that takes a lot of work. And that's what I'm going to touch on today. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of brain power and understanding to see what makes people tick. And it all comes down to what's in it for me. Because if these guys don't see what a good job looks like and a bad job looks like, and nobody notices, why are they going to bust their butt? Okay. They're not sure where they're going. They don't feel part of this. And that's the kind of thing that we want to build. We want to take a look at the people that we've got. Are they in the right spots? Do we have the right positions? Otherwise, it's not an efficient operation. And we may have people that are not qualified to do the job. Okay. Now, my business philosophy is a little different than other coaches, other experts, business owners, perhaps. And it's not so much about the top line, because that's what everybody focuses on. I need more leads. I need more growth. I've got to have more sales. And they just push on that rather than building a strong foundation. Because if you're doing, say, $2 million and you're not making a ton of money, you're not going to make any money at $5 million. This is not a volume-sensitive business. And this is so important. It's a margin-sensitive business, because most of your costs are direct costs to the job. Your overhead costs are very low as a percentage. Take a look at the airlines. Well, their overhead costs are everything. Man, whether that plane's going or not, you can put a guy on there for $5 and still make money, right? That plane's leaving empty or not. That's the difference. So it's all about the margin. So I'm not as worried about this big growth, because why would you, if you can do $2 million and make a ton of money, accomplish your goals, which for me is always getting these guys to build a 401k retirement, and then also college funds for their young kids, get some money set aside for some vacations and some family time. Once you've done that, you've built this foundation, you're making a kick-ass salary to support your family in a nice lifestyle, you're draining down to the bottom line a ton of retained earnings that you can use to grow your business. And you've got your processes, you've got your systems for everything in the business. So when you have these positions, you plug the people in. The most qualified people that you've done your interviews, you've done your vetting of these people, you've got the best people in the right jobs. Now we're ready to grow, okay? And otherwise, what happens? And this happened to me. We got out of our lane. We grew a little too fast. We were really more out of control, outside of the right-sized business. And we started getting out of control a little bit. We're doing, really, once we start doing much more than $10 million a year, that's that next jump that we struggled with. And what happened is the guys just aren't producing as well. Maybe you've got some guys that, you know, you've got to hire more people. Maybe they haven't had a chance to get qualified in our systems. So the margin started slipping, and it just, you know, you're kind of scrambling. You don't have control. You don't have the confidence to run your business. So we actually scaled back to around 10 million, which is really our sweet spot. And we're doing a lot less volume. We're making a much higher profit, and we're back to our zone. And that's where I wanted to run my company, okay? You know, and I was comfortable with that. It was just me, you know. I don't have to worry about a bunch of partners and so forth. And it was awesome, okay? And that's where I know I needed to be. So that's what we call right-sizing the business. It's what we call, you know, building that strong foundation so we can grow and we can stay in control, because that's where the money's at. That's where the control is, where we have the time. We can do the things that we want to do. We can step back from the business. My strategy, my goal, my end was, hey, it's just me. I want to make a ton of money. I want to have free time. I want to build a saleable asset. And with a strategy, that's the goal. And every step that we take takes us there. But you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a business plan. Each year, I want to see a goal. What's our sales target? Okay. What's our margin targets? Let's review this. Let's understand our numbers. All right. So I'm getting a little off track, but this is where what this is all about. So what happened with this contractor? We're talking about team building. Okay. We're talking about putting guys together, and he's doing a great job with this. Okay. He's constantly recruiting. So people are, you know, he's got a lot of opportunity. I always say, strengthen your bench. Okay. You can, you know, you want to have a good flow of people coming in so you can identify the A players. It's just like you want to have a shitload of leads coming in so you can pick and choose the ones that you can spend the time on. Okay. You cherry pick those, so you're not going out there spending a bunch of time with a bunch of tire kickers and so forth. And the same thing is when it comes to hiring your team, building that A team. And you know, a good episode that we did was with Vicky Suter back on number 203, and that's how to hire A players and, you know, build a solid team of great people, because that's your ticket. That's what's going to make life more enjoyable. It's going to make it easier. And what you can step back And that's building value. The company does not rely on you. You can take that 2-week vacation that I'm always talking about at the last minute, and your company's not going to fall apart. All right, I got to bring this around. I'm getting off track. But my ADD's kicking in. And this is why I have a business coach. I've always had a business coach. I've got a couple of businesses. And, he should be here right now. Says, hey, get back on the trail. This is a situation that happened last week. And also, this is another benefit of coaching, is that I got a text from my contractor and says, hey, I got this problem right now that I'm dealing with. Can we hop on a call? And I want to bounce some ideas off you. Great. So we set up a call, and he's telling me about a personnel issue that he has. And when you think about it, so many problems come from people. It's because just like any relationship, it takes a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of understanding, a lot of listening, and taking a step back. And this is where we kind of went. So the situation was, he's got this employee. He's actually on a 90-day probation, a new guy, and they're trying him out, and he's in his position of supervision, and everything's great. They really like him, but he keeps making these kind of stupid mistakes. He forgets the tools that he needs for a particular job. A lot of these kind of, what's going on here? And then the other day, he, backs the truck up, smacks his brand new truck, and here's where we are. So the question is, here's coming out of his 90 days, what do you think they should do? And there's the perfect question. What are you going to do? And what is the point of your actions? So I said, well, ask him, of course, what do you think? He's telling me, kind of his thoughts and so forth. Well, you're going to step back, and what's the goal that we're trying to accomplish? Well, obviously, the goal would be to get this guy to get his mind right and become productive and become one of your A players. And so you got to take a look at what's going on. Now, the way I look at this with people, and it tends to be rather simplistic, but I think people fall into one of three categories. One is these guys, that are just jerking you around, that don't care and so forth. Those guys got to go, okay? Or you've got a guy that, he's just not smart enough, doesn't really have the intelligence or whatever to do the particular job. That's not something you're going to teach somebody, and you've got to let them go. Now, the third guy is the one that probably just didn't understand you the first five times you explained what it was that you were going to do. And this is where I find 90% of the people that fit in, because if you're hiring right, you're hiring for character and you're asking the right questions, most people want to do a good job, okay? A lot of them don't really understand what a good job looks like or the expectations or whatever. They just tend to get thrown out in the field. They don't get any supervision particularly. And they see, as I said before, I do this type of job, which is kind of half-assed, or I do a great job where I work really hard, but nobody seems to notice the difference, okay? I don't get any feedback. Nobody tells me what's going on. So why wouldn't I do the easy job, okay? What tends to happen is now you're going down this road of no return because nobody's coaching them as you go along, setting those standards, holding them accountable, always giving feedback. Now you're in a situation where, hey, this guy's no good. I'm going to have to can him. And if you do exit interviews, you will find that, generally the majority of the people said, I don't know what happened. I thought I was doing a good job. I wanted to do a good job, but they said I was doing a bad job. There's a disconnect. You can never have that. And that comes from you know, feedback, working these people, coaching them along, saying, let's start off with, here's clearly what the position is. Now we're going to go a week and, you know, let's sit down and we're going to talk about it. How's it going? So forth. And let's make these tweaks. And I'm going to give you feedback. And here's the results that we're looking for. Period. Okay, this is something, nobody wants to take the time to do this. And this is why you never build an A-player team, because it takes a ton of time to do this. And, you know, this is the comment that I got the other day. You know, well, I don't want to have to babysit these guys. Well, you got to change your frame of thinking, because, you know, not necessarily babysitting, but I'll tell you, you got to look back, and which I always do. I say, you know, this is obviously my fault because I'm not explaining this correctly, rather than just going, man, this guy just doesn't get it. And if you take that attitude and, you know, you're using that coaching, saying, you know, I'm sure you didn't understand that the first four or five times I explained it. And it's frustrating as hell. And you might call it babysitting, but man, to have an employee produce a solid A player, do you know what that's worth? I mean, it's worth a fortune over 5-10 years. So that's the best investment you can make in your people. And it's the only way you are going to get out of this day to day, which, going back to the beginning, that's what we identified as the problem. That was basically the end, right? Now, how are we going to get there? How are we going to develop each and every one of our players to be A players? Okay. And that's how we have to look at it. It's just like building a baseball team. We want to have the best. And it takes a ton of work. And you got attitude, you got all kinds of the problems that we're dealing with that we have to deal with in a relationship, because that's what it is, trying to get people to understand, to be on the same page. I think too many business owners spend the time of recruiting. You look at all the seminars and all the classes, how to recruit the best guys, but they never talk about the other parts, which are just as important, because you've always got to be hiring, you've always got to be training, and what's really important is you've always got to be retaining, and that's what we're talking about here. Now, the way that I like to do it is, you know, that I find that helps is to put it back on them, say, hey, you know, what do you think? What's going on, like this guy, okay? So the question is, well, you know, I don't know about this guy. Should I fire him? Or should I, you know, I go, well, what do you think? He says, well, I think I should make him pay for the truck. Okay. Now, what's going to happen here? I mean, I can see the future, because if you do that, is he going to learn a lesson? You know, is he going to improve? Is that going to move him towards an A player? Well, probably not. What's going to happen is he's going to be pissed off and says, hey, man, I'm just doing my job and accidents happen and I got screwed here. So I'm entitled to getting that money back and I'm going to take material. I'm going to do something where it's going to come back and hurt you 3 times as much. And you see this all the time. And this is what happens when you don't think things, the consequences, or they feel that this was unjust. You're not going to move them towards the A players. They're just going to be pissed off. So our goal is to coach them. So, you know, I mean, my first response is, man, is this guy doing drugs, perhaps? Having trouble at home? What's going on? Because his mind is just not on the task. And I would pull him aside. He's going to take a lot of coaching. It's going to be, hey, you're in a position of responsibility now. You've got to step up to the plate, because you are part of this team. We want you, we're really counting on you to become a solid A player here. And this is what that A player looks like, not one that's, you know, forgetting to bring his tools and so forth. What's going on and how can we get your mind right? And get this going so we get the results that we want. Because he's going to be happier if he understands what that is, if he understands he's doing a good job, because I believe everybody wants to do a good job. So what did he decide to do? He could see that the benefits of getting this guy on board is the best opportunity. So going to go say, hey, listen, you know, your 90 days is up, but, you know, there's still some problems here. Let's talk about them. Okay. And maybe go out another 60 days and or 30 days and say, here's the issues that we've got to deal with. Granted, the truck, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, shit happens. However, you obviously you can't be doing that. I don't think we want to spank them for that. We want to coach them. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, this is babysitting. I don't want to have to babysit. I don't want to have to tell this guy not to smack the truck. He should know that. Well, okay, that's fine. And if you're going to throw in the towel on him, then do it. But if we can get him back in the fold to be a producer, everybody wins. This contractor's plan is, you know, because, hey, it's his business. All I can do is bounce ideas off of and show where my experience, what I learned. Because I'll tell you, the same thing when I was young, I did the same thing. I would just, you know, I would yell. I would say frustrated. I'm babysitting. And that did not get me where I wanted to go. It doesn't work. So by taking an attitude of I'm building a team, I'm building something, and it takes one player at a time to grow this. And this is what our branding is all about, our culture, what our company stands for. It's like being a coach of a football team. You know, you got to build that team up. And you don't think the coach is frustrated? These guys are making millions of dollars, and they're still giving them a load of crap, you know, prima donnas and so forth. But you got to get these guys to produce. It's the same thing. And being able to have people come tell you when there's a problem. Hey, I've always had an open door policy. You know, you want to come talk to me? And we had a lot of employees. It gets them to be on your side where they want to help you. They want to do a good job and they see what's in it for them. Because the whole idea, hey, if we produce, but if we can hit these targets on our jobs, we're more profitable. What does that mean for you? Well, it means that you're going to be working a lot more. Okay. You're going to get more hours. We're going to be able to pay you more because we've got profitability and we're going to be able to grow this business. Therefore, everybody benefits, and that's the attitude that you've got to have running through this business. Real quick, something that really helped me out that this might also benefit you, but I like to go out on the job. I would stop by, you know, once in a while, check on the crew. And the first thing I always do is go over to the foreman and say, what's your plan? Have him tell me what his goals are. Go, okay, so how are you set up for the week? Are you thinking ahead? Do you have your plan down? Say, okay, great. Yeah. Okay. I like it. We'd talk about it. And then what I would always do is, well, first off, I would always take, you know, some lunch, take sandwiches, take some sodas, take something there and take the time to get the crew together and just say, hey guys, really appreciate you guys kicking ass. We're really on target where things are going well. And just a pat on the back, man. Hey, when do you ever get that? You know, people love to have that. From there, I would generally just go pull one of the guys off to the side, one of the younger guys, and just say, hey, you know, how are things going? You know, what's going on? Do you have kids? I can't remember. You know, tell me about your family. Give me a little background and so forth. And just, hey, I just want to let you know, I really want you to be part of this team. Sounds like things are going well. If you're having any problems, let me know. Let your supervisor know. Making everybody feel part of the program. So they feel a part of something and something that's going to grow. And if you're going to build a stellar business, you better like people, because that's all we got around here, all right? If you don't show the respect, that comes through, and people pick up on that. Again, it's just building that team. It's appreciation. It's going to go such a long ways to your end goal. That is where we are. We're going to start. This is obviously a long-term play. Something that we've always got to think about, where we've got to take some of these terms out of our mind, babysitting for one, put in coaching. We're going to have to coach these guys because the investment is going to be worth it, because here's our end. Our end is getting out of the day-to-day. Here's the roadmap to do it, one at a time, position by position, you know, player by player. Hopefully, this is obviously long and drawn out, like most of my stories, but hopefully this is beneficial, because we don't talk enough about building this team. You know, everybody's always, God, if we only had more leads, everything would be fine. You know, if I could sell more work, or blah, 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 blah. You know, no, it's the three-legged stool, okay? You've got to sell work, do work, and keep score. And this comes down to the doing work, where you've got your field personnel, and particularly where, you know, you're going to have a lot of the headaches, and you've got to build this. You've got to pay attention, keep that second leg or do work strong, keep that leg strong in balance. And this is really going to help your business. So hopefully this long drawn out story helped you. If you're still here and you're not asleep, I know my wife uses these podcasts when she can't sleep at night. Boom, she's out. I hope there's some value in that. And I just want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate you giving me a platform to share some of my experience. I love teaching. I love mentoring. And as I say, if you think coaching some of these ideas are helpful to you, you know, get in touch with me, or just get in touch with me anyway. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. Ask, as I say, I'm putting a couple hours aside each week, and you can ask me a question. If you're having a problem, you want to just get a sounding board to bounce things off of. I'm happy to do that. It's great. I'd love to hear from you. So be sure to check out next week's episode with Philip, with our attorney. That's going to be great. Some good information. But thanks so much. Hey, if you got value out of this, always love to have a review on iTunes. You know, we're up to about 115 five-star reviews now. I really appreciate everybody doing that. Make sure it's follow-up Friday. Get out there and talk to your customers. Also, be sure you ask for reviews, because if you don't ask, like I just did, you're never going to get them. So we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.